Good morning, golfers. Saturday, July 27th, 2013. We are broadcasting live from the one and only Montauk Downs, beautiful facility on the east end of Long Island, and probably, without a question, one of the best golf courses on Long Island in terms of public facilities, without a doubt. This week, we have the director of Head Golf Pro here, Kevin Smith, who will be joining us shortly. Kevin has been here for the last 25 years. He's caddied. He's done for everything from caddying and been in the bag shop. He's done it all. Now finds himself in charge of this beautiful facility here at Montauk Downs. First, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined by the head professional here at Montauk Downs, Kevin Smith. Kevin, how are you?
Good morning, and thank you, Anthony, for coming out to the Downs.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for hosting us and for your wonderful hospitality, that's for sure. I want to start with a little bit about you. You've been a bit of the caretaker here for the last 25 years. Talk a little bit about your history here and the history of the course.
Well, certainly I've been blessed for the last 25 years of being at a facility that I consider to be one of the best in the country. It's a unique facility. It started as a offshoot of Miami Beach. Carl Fisher, who developed Miami Beach, decided to make Montauk Miami Beach North, or make Montauk Miami Beach North, and he developed, you know, marinas, hotels, and a golf course here. The original golf course architect was Captain Tippett, and he's actually the great-grandfather of Camilla Parker Bowles, who is Prince Charles's wife.
Interesting little history there, and obviously the Royals are pretty popular in the news right now with the Royal Baby and all that kind of stuff. How have you, from when you've come here, what's been the transformation been like for this golf course?
Well, when I first came here, it was a golf course that needed a little TLC. We always had a great membership, but it was a little rough around the edges. The Open was designated for Beth Page in 2002. And about that time, I made a proposal to New York State Parks that I would form a public-private partnership with them to raise private money to help renovate and restore the golf course. They were very receptive right after the Open at Bethpage, and between Bernadette Castro, Commissioner Castro, and her friendship with Reese Jones, we were able to pull something off that we think is kind of special in the country. You know, Reese Jones donated the master plan for the facility, and it's been an ongoing plan that we've been following. We've raised probably with matching funds from New York State about $750,000 going towards this project.
How common is it that you find people, for our listeners, that you're raising private money to help renovate the golf course?
It's unique throughout the country. I only name maybe one or two that I've heard of. I think Harding Park out in San Francisco, and maybe one other. But, you know, this is very unique, and my feeling is that if you want a place to be a certain way, that you should be willing to pay for it a little bit over and above what your, you know, greens fees go towards.
How do you balance? It's important to raise money, as you said, to maintain the beautiful facility that you have here. How do you balance putting the money in something that the customer is going to see versus what they won't know they're appreciating because it's so behind the scenes?
Well, you know, I have a business plan or a business philosophy that I always follow when I do things. And, you know, it's important that, you know, I never think about, let's say, me first. My business philosophy is I always do what's best for the game of golf, what's best for the golfer, what's best for the course and the municipality I serve. So whenever I make a decision or do things, it's always based upon, you know, that set formula.
It's the people's golf course here, and they absolutely love it. Talk about the membership here, that people love coming here, and they have great facility in terms of there's a pool, there's you have locker room facilities, so you come here, you can spend the day here, take a shower, and then go head out to dinner if you want. It's like, it's basically has everything that you would, a country club would have.
Yeah, we have tennis also. As I say, we have a unique membership. It's a great membership. They've always been very supportive. We were very fortunate, too, right after the Open occurred at Bethpage back in 2002, that they were able to send over one of their superintendents, Charles Riedlinger, who has really transformed this facility completely. And, you know, without him, raising the money is important, but without his eye and everything else, it wouldn't be what it is today.
Sure, absolutely. What's one of your, just speaking about your time here, you've been involved with a number of different things, Friends of Montauk, the First Tee. Talk about the Friends of Montauk first.
Well, again, that was an offshoot of this private-public partnership. I needed to get, you know, the membership involved, so we've had some people step to the forefront and as a committee to help raise these private funds. My first chairman was Karen Ligotti, who I went to, and she was spectacular. And now presently, my co-chairmen are Douglas Maxwell and Hope Greenberg, who happen to be married and have a great affinity for the place. And we run two or three events a year to raise money. And we have our next event coming up August 23rd and 24th. We call it our club championship. It used to be the gala.
Uh-huh.
So.
Fantastic. All right, we're Kevin Smith, the head professional here at Montauk Downs, is our guest here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll have more from Montauk Downs. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right. right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me this morning on this beautiful day on July 27th, 2013. We're live from Montauk Downs. Just a beautiful morning here, a little breezy, and we're out in front of the facility here watching one group of ambitious golfers after another walk up with that sort of gleam in their eye, hoping to shoot the magical round that they have never shot before. It's just an inspiring facility. You have a favorite part of the golf course that you've been here for 25 years. Is there a favorite part of the property that you like?
Well, I enjoy the entire golf course. It plays differently each and every day. Actually, even during the course of a day, you get a lot of different things that go on as far as weather, wind, every hole brings something unique, and it's always ever-changing.
How much do you think that this course could host maybe a... I know that they're going to be discontinuing the public championship, public links. People don't realize that from the tips of this golf course, it's a championship test.
This is about 7,000 from the back, but because of winds and the conditions, always are just a little bit soft. Probably plays another 8% or so. Probably playing about 7,500 yards.
Which could easily, at that length, host, I think, a USGA event if they wanted to. I mean, if it, obviously, infrastructure-wise, we're on the end. We're at the end. But just so people have an understanding, this course, given the right conditions, could easily host a USGA championship.
Correct, without a doubt. It's that good.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Talk a little bit about the first tee first, and then talk about your little unique charitable contribution that goes along with that.
Well, the first tee program is a program for juniors. They have something called the Golf in School program, where golf is introduced to students in a school setting. So it's a unit of gym. It's given by PE instructors, and it's something that I believe in because we've had a downturn in the game over the last, probably 5 to 8 years. And the only way that the game is, going to pick back up and start moving again in a positive direction is that juniors need to be exposed to it at an earlier age, So this past year, I funded with, I donated my lessons, $10,000 worth. I funded the Golf in Schools program at 5 schools on the East End: Montauk, East Hampton, Springs, Bridgehampton, and Hampton Bays. And it's been very well received. We're going to start it again this fall back in the schools. I'm going to probably look to add another 3 to 5 schools. So I'm going to raise hopefully another $10,000 by donating my lessons.
You made an interesting point before we came on air about the idea that we are typically, historically, a niche sport, and you think that by integrating into the schools might do better, allow it to sort of assimilate into the mainstream a little bit easier, if you will.
Well, I think that, there's always going to be a certain percentage of students that will gravitate towards baseball or basketball, and given the ability to compete on an equal basis, there'll be a certain percentage then that will gravitate towards golf.
Sure.
So it is a game of a lifetime. It's something, if you start young enough, you're going to be playing in your 70s, 80s, and I'm hopefully looking to play well into my 90s. So it's something that you can do forever.
How proud of you are the fact that you donate, a golf pro in the Northeast who lives here all year long, really they have a very short window, 6 to 8 months. I know you're open year-round, where they really make the bulk of their living, if you will. And you decide to donate $10,000 of that salary to fund what you're doing. I think speaks to how passionate you are about what you're doing to grow golf.
Well, I have a very supportive business partner, Ken Bradley. We've been together for over 30 years. you know, he thinks I'm a little crazy at times, but, you know, I'm a lifer in the sport. It's really not about the dollars and cents that I wind up putting in my pocket. It's really about, you know, doing, as I said before, my business philosophy, what's best for the game, what's best for golfers, what's best for the course, and what's best for, you know, the municipality at the moment that I'm serving. You know, it's not about me. If it was just about me, a lot of this stuff wouldn't be done. And, you know, this first tee program, besides exposing the juniors to golf, there's also 9 core values that they're being exposed to, which is really more important than the golf, because golf teaches you a lot of different things: honesty, respect, confidence, and things like that. And these are things that they're going to need, you know, throughout their life. And this is something that, you know, I was, I guess, learned through my exposure to golf at an early age.
Yeah, you know, it's just so interesting. I think more than any other sport, golf really does help mold. There are other sports where you're going to obviously face adversity and learn to overcome, but there's just something about the game of golf that I really think does help mold a certain amount of character as the wind blows here on the east end here of Montauk Downs. We're out here, and it's just absolutely spectacular. I hope everybody comes out here. When, you know, I was trying to explain to my daughter, we were watching the Open Championship, and she knows that I root for Phil Mickelson, and we were sort of watching as we get down, and as Phil's coming down the line, down the stretch of on the back nine. So she sees me, you know, I'm happy for his good shots, but then she sees, you know, another guy who's obviously his competitor hitting a not so good shot, and she's like, oh, that's good. And I said, well, we're really rooting for Phil. We're not really rooting against. So we're not hoping someone hits a bad shot. We just want Phil hit a better shot. There's something about that you just don't get about in other sports, don't you think?
No, it's something, you know, that there is a camaraderie. You know, we never want something bad to happen to our fellow competitors.
Right.
We always want to be able to just succeed where they are. Okay, mm-hmm. We always want to be playing our best. We want to be able to perform under pressure. We want to be able to hit shots that, you know, are just that much better than the best, because you're always competing against the best all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Kevin Smith, the head professional at Montauk Downs, beautiful facility here on East End of Long Island. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891, and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday morning here at Montauk Downs. My guest is the head professional, Kevin Smith. Kevin, talk about the staff that helps you get it all done here.
Well, certainly without my staff, yeah, I couldn't get anything done. I've been very fortunate over the years to always have good people. Presently, my professional staff, Paul Dickinson, my main instructor, and
Paul's quite the competitor, isn't he? Yeah, I see his name a lot on the leaderboard of a lot of Met PGA events and stuff like that.
Paul can play. Certainly, you know, playing here on a regular basis certainly sets you up to play well elsewhere.
Sure.
So besides Paul, I have Mark Fredo, Michael Keaveney, Kate Tempesta, Tom Lupinacci. So that's, you know, those are my PGA and LPGA professionals. I'm very blessed to have Christina Turgis that runs my shop. And then my outside people, Mark, Lazarus, and Winston, just make it perfect. You know, they allow me to be me, and they are really the polar opposite of me, which is important because, you know, they're the ones that are mostly interacting with everybody, and everybody feels like they're a member of the club when they walk in here, whether you played here once or you played here 1,000 times.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The hospitality here could not be any better. I talked to Paul and Mike yesterday, along with some of the staff in the pro shop. And at first, they didn't know who I was, but they were just wonderful and accommodating. Really speaks to your leadership.
No, it's not about it's certainly not about me. Again, they enjoy being here. They understand that this is a special place, and some of them have actually grown up. The young lady that you probably spoke to in the shop yesterday, she started my junior program.
Fantastic.
When she was young. So, you know, it's a place that they want to be around. You know, as I say, we have probably the best membership in the country, if not the world. Okay, and everybody feels comfortable. They're here for one thing and one thing only, golf, and this course.
You get a lot of people playing all year round. They just love it so much here. I mean, obviously within reason, but...
Within reason. You know, we're open 364 days out of the year, weather dependent, for the golf course. And, it becomes a little fun in the off season to play at times. You know, when it's howling 40 or 50, and sometimes we play in a little snow and this and that and everything else. So it's fun.
If I was to tell you or to ask you... You mentioned you have a business plan. You're obviously a big thinker when it comes to this facility. Where do you think Montauk Downs is going to be in, let's say, 15 years' time?
Well, we just got a rating in last month's Lynx magazine. We're the number 9 ranked municipal facility in the country. Bethpage Black was number 1, our sister course.
Mm-hmm.
There was also both Torrey Pines golf courses on it. So,
sure.
Yeah, you know, this is a facility that's continually evolving. People recognize the name, the Downs or Montauk Downs, and
I was in the pro shop and was getting ready here, and I heard a customer say, "Oh." It was a guy talking to his buddy. He's like, "I need a shirt." And he's like, "It's got to say the Downs." You got to love hearing that.
Yep. That's the name that we've coined. And, we promote it. This is the Downs. And, where this facility is going to be in 15 years, it's going to be, it's always going to be, I believe, at the top of everybody's wanna play list or bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
The golf course is that good, and my superintendent has that eye that he's going to just keep on taking it further and further.
Talk a little bit about him. He came over from Bethpage, didn't he?
He did. He ran the red course. He was very instrumental in doing the work during the open on the black back in 2002. And this became available to him, and he grabbed it, and it's as I said, it's been a godsend. You know, the money's one thing, but what he's able to do with limited staff and resources is just amazing. He's got a small staff, but they are the best. Okay, they put in the effort. They understand what they have here, and they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a very great, as front desk staff, Tom Dess, Heather, Carrie, they meet and greet people and, handle all the upfront stuff.
Sure. Who, as a...
Oh, and I better throw in Diane, too. She'll...
So she won't be happy, Diane?
No, she wouldn't be happy.
Who, as a professional, do you call inspirational?
With Hogan, a little modified Hogan, as I call it. I'm a Tiger fan as far as, you know, swing and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? All professionals bring something to the table, and, you know, I just want to be able to do my little part in the world. So,
well, I think you do it, a fantastic job here at Montauk Downs, and clearly the membership benefits from all your hard work, and you know, it's just an amazing and inspiring piece of property you have here.
Oh, we thank you. New York State thanks you, because it's really their piece of property. I just consider this, you know, my girlfriend in a sense, and you know, anything that I can do for her, I'm certainly going to do.
Sure, every golfer's mistress is the golf course, that's for sure. You grew up on Long Island. Let's take a little break off of you and Montauk Downs. You grew up here on Long Island. You're a Huntington boy. Grew up caddying and working at Cold Spring, and got your early start in Tam O'Shanter. So you're a Long Island boy. Where, if you're not playing Montauk Downs, if you can't get to Bethpage Black, where do you like to go when you have a moment to play for yourself?
Well, some of the best golf courses, again, in the world are right out here on the East End.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly a National Golf Links of America fan.
Mm-hmm.
Shinnecock, Fisher's Island. It's kind of special.
Right.
I really enjoy Ireland, Scotland golf.
Yeah.
Okay, if I had, you know, the ability to semi-retire, that's where I would get a place, because that's where I feel real golf is. And I appreciate that. I'm like California, to play a little golf out there. I go to the Pebble a lot, so I enjoy that part of the world.
You, I don't think you're preaching to the choir, my friend. I did go to Southwest of Ireland, and when I went there and when I came back, I was a changed man, spoiled to no end. I enjoy golf in the States, but you give me, I've been fortunate enough to play National Golf Links of America, and if you give me that kind of, I'll take that kind of golf every day of the week and twice on Sunday. It's the way golf should be played.
And that's what, you know, the Downs reminds me of those types of courses.
Absolutely. Well, I can't thank you enough for having me. Kevin Smith, the head professional here at Montauk Downs, thank you very much for having us.
Well, thank you, Anthony, and we appreciate you being here.
Thank you. That's it, folks. Thank you for a wonderful show from live from Montauk Downs here on the East End. Look forward to hearing your thoughts on Twitter and Facebook. Please give me a call when you get a chance, or a shout-out. Hopefully you'll get a chance to get out on the golf links today. If not, sometime in the near future. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorcia. Take care.
Expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.